Gracious Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, for this fine weather here today. And we thank you, Lord, for this period of time, Lord, this day, that we can gather, Lord, again, because you have made it possible for us together. And we know, Lord, in many countries, your people find it hard together because of situation, oh Lord. Perhaps in the lockdown and things like that, and perhaps they could go on to some kind of a live streaming themselves over there too, Lord. Or some Zoom application, oh Lord, that they can have some fellowship. But we thank you, Lord, no matter what, how the world would go and what Satan is doing, Father, him being the God of this evil world, to do what he has to do. And we know this is a period of trial and tribulation, O Lord. Some kind of a squeeze of sort, O Lord, coming upon the people of the world and testing especially, Lord, the faith of your children. And while we are here, Father, we still have this little short period of time left in this journey, Lord, to this holy city, New Jerusalem. And Lord, while we are on this journey, when still have this short period of time, we pray, Father, that your people, Lord, and those who feel weary, we pray that, Lord, you strengthen them, Father. There are many, perhaps, that are frustrated, Lord, because of the situation. But Lord, let them understand that this is testing time. And as your servant, Brother Abraham, mentioned it, that this is the time that we are living in, that sins are abound, and just what the Bible said. But Lord, where sins are abound, your grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, your grace, Father, will do much more abundantly, O Lord, in the life of your people, guiding them and strengthening them, O Lord, as this journey is about to be finished. So Lord, while we have this time, bring us together, Lord, and bring your people, Father, with a hunger in your heart, in the spirit, Lord, from the word of God, to learn and understand, Father, the prophetic sign this hour, and their Lord, as a people of God, that the agape of Christ truly, Lord, be in us experience, that we shine forth the love of God in our heart and in our life. So now, Lord, take us to thy word, we pray. Help us to understand, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We are still dealing with this prophetic beast of Revelation chapter 13. Now there are two beasts here, as we know, but we are only going to touch on the second beast to make it understandable to all those who are learning and try to understand what these two beasts are in the book of Revelation. And most of everyone knows the first beast being that it is out there in Europe. But I want to point out a few points here so that you may not get confused. When we talk about the beast, and as you know throughout the Old Testament, beasts represent empire, kingdom, or nation. Alright? The beasts always have a body and a head. It may not have horns. Beast must have a head and a body. A beast with a body without a head, what is it? It's a dead beast. Doesn't function. So the beast cannot just have a head alone without the body either. So the beast basically comprises of a head and a body. The body represents the empire, the people, and the head represents the government or the authority of that nation. And the horn. Now, some beasts have horn, not all have. Those that have a horn represents someone who pops out of the head because the horn comes off from the head, it grows from the head. Somebody in the government or somebody in the authority pushes way up to be the one who always makes the decision, the power. Alright. So this is what a horn will represent. It could be an organization. It could also be a man, or could that on be a dictator, for example. So this we need to understand about the beast. Now, I want you to know, if you go to Revelation chapter 13, I just want to point out something first before we go look closely into the identification of the second beast, which we have in this last day a lot of all the strange teaching that is out there in the world and confuses a lot of people, but a lot of people think that they are that some of these teachings are true. Now, when we look at the first beast in chapter 13, in verse 1, it says that it has 7 heads, 10 horns, and upon his horn 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. So we know that it's Romanism, because when we study, we have already studied that, but I won't just briefly go through that. It's the name of blasphemy identified Romanism, because this is a Roman beast that came out of Europe, out there in the Gentile world, when the civilization started in there, when the gospel went over there, and so on. And then verse 2, we have the beast described as a partly leopard, a bear, lion, and then he has a mouth of a dragon. So you go back to the book of Daniel, and you can find it there as well. So we know what those civilization were back then, tracing back. Okay? But he has this 7 head, and when we see this beast, this revelation that John saw in the vision, when the beast came out, what he first saw was the horn. As the animal came out of the sea, he saw the horns first, and then the head that contains those horns, and then the rest of the heads, and then the body, as the beast came out of the sea. Go to Revelation chapter 17. Revelation 17 verse 1. And then came one of the 7 angels with 7 vows, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters. So water here represents the people. Alright? It controls the people, and it is known that about 25 to 30% of the populations in the world are Catholic. Okay? And with whom the world, the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication, what she sells to this nation. Okay? So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast, full of name, blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. The beast that you see here in chapter 17 is the same beast as in chapter 13, the first beast. But now this beast, John saw this vision of this beast in the wilderness. Actually, the picture that I draw here is in the wilderness. There are just shrubs and 1 or 2 trees there, and that's a coconut trees anyway, but alright, so a palm tree, whatever. You know, so that is a wilderness. Now, you know what wilderness represent? Okay, when, you know, if a person is, or a Christian, for example, if you say that you are a Christian and you're spiritually dry, because the place where you are living, there's no churches and no church around for you to fellowship, nowhere you can get the food, the word of God, then you are in the wilderness, so to speak, either in the dry land, because there's, you know, no nutrients being provided. So this is an image that I'm drawing here for in chapter 17. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast, full of name, blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. The same beast, remember? But this woman now, there is a woman now sitting on the beast. Now, so I want you to know this very carefully here. In the vision of John concerning the two beasts, the first beast, it has 7 heads, 10 horns. Okay? And then there's a woman sitting on the beast. So, I want you to remember now that the vision shows you a lot of things here. There are the horns, the 10 horns. There's the 7 heads, and one of the heads was wounded to death, but in revived. Okay? And then there is a woman that sits upon the beast. So now remember this, where my friend who's argue, you know, always trying to argue with me because he's Presbyterian by nature now, and his body is passed away. You see, when he talks about the beast, when we talk about the beast, denomination will present the beast, and refer it to the Catholic Church. Alright? So it is not, the beast is the beast. The woman is the Catholic Church. Alright? And the one who sits on her, of course, he has a seat, and the seat is the Vatican. And that's why the woman sits in the Vatican, in that area where the beast is, she's sitting on it. And there will soon be a ten horns. Well, we see all that. The European Union now is breaking up. There have been something like 22 nations and all that. Breaking up. And sooner or later come to the time when this prophecy comes into its fullness. Then you'll find that there's only 10. Alright, they're still struggling and trying to, you know, today they're still fighting among themselves. So that is an important thing to understand. There's horn, there's head, the beast, there's a wounded head, a head that was healed, and then there is a woman. Remember this. So they are all different, and don't lump everything together. Say, the head, the beast, Catholic Church, the Pope, the Antichrist. And this is what has become very confusing to many people when the denomination start preaching like that. And they get all confused here and there. So now let's go back to chapter 13 again. Alright. We're looking at the second beast. Look at this image. On your top left hand corner, you see this Greek word there. When the Bible said in the book of Revelation chapter 13 verse 18 about the second beast. Now I want to give you an understanding, and we want to come to that understanding about this second beast thing. Alright? Verse 18. Say, here is wisdom. Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. Okay, number of a man, not a number of a religion. It's a number of a man. And his number is 666. Now, in the Greek word, his number is 600, trisco and 6, is represented by 3 letters of the Greek alphabet. That's what you see on the top left hand corner. And if you look onto the bottom of the right hand corner, I have already included this. Key, C, stigma. Now yes, it's very strange, so why is it called stigma when it is actually sigma? Okay, I will show you what it is. Now, one thing about Bible study, we have to be very careful how we look at the Bible. Now, people just got something, oh, yeah, so the revelation is it's an Arabic word. Now, how did these people arrive at Arabic words? Now, if you look at it at the bottom left-hand corner, what they call the gold symbol. And that is the Arabic word in the name of Allah. You understand? That's how they write, in the name of Allah. You understand how it's written, right? Okay. So now, the top right-hand corner, the image is turn and mirror. You know what I mean by turn and mirror? That is, they turn the one at the bottom, left-hand corner, they turn 90 degree clockwise, and then they face the mirror. Turn it over and face the mirror. Then you find it on the top right hand. The image, that's what it is. So when they look at that, they say, oh, look at the Arabic words. When you reverse it and all this, it look like key, C, sigma. Does it look like that? More or less it look like it, isn't it? This Greek word, 666, in Greek, actually are 3 words, 3 alphabet. And what I have put down on the bottom right hand corner is key, C, actually it's sigma, but they put it as stigma. That's very strange, very, very interesting. Okay, it is because of the stick the stroke on top of the letter of somehow it was written. And this is what it was claimed by the man who said, I saw it, it is in Arabic. So 666 is equal to in the name of Allah. So they make the Islamic religion as the Antichrist religion. And Muhammad is the Antichrist, or the false prophet rather. You see, so how they arrive at that. But look at it closer here. Go to the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 17. You will understand. Alright? Galatians chapter 6, verse 17. This is what Paul said. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Huh? The word marks is stigma. It's the only word that appear in the Bible. So the word stigma means a mark. So what is a mark? A mark is something, if it is physical, it's a mark that you cut into your body or tattoo into the body. Okay, spiritually then, it's a something that you accept, a faith. And you do with your hand. Something that's on your forehead, something that you believe in. You understand? Alright. Remember there is a song that we sing called I mark. Mark, you know, mark by Christ, mark by the name of the Lord. I mark. So if we are a child of God, we are all mark. We all have a token. So the word mark means a token as well. Something to point to you. It becomes a stigma. And that's what the word here. Look at the image. Galatians 6:17, I put down there marks. The word marks in Greek is stigma. From a primary word, stixo. To stick, that is prick. A mark in size or punched. For recognition of ownership. That is figuratively, scar of service. So that's what Paul said, I bear in my body the marks, the stigma. So you know in English what a stigma, you are stigmatized. You know what a stigma is, right? For example, a person is, let's say he has leprosy. Okay, so that's a stigma. Is that right? He has leprosy. You understand what I'm saying? You know, or when he got a scar on his face because of the fire burn, there is a stigma on him already. You see, so there's only word here. That's not why, very strangely, that the three letters, which is actually Ki, Si, and Sigma, but the way it was written in the Revelation, the 666, actually put down as stigma. I wonder how is it written like that. Because the alphabet or the letter is sigma. One of the Greek words, one of the letter in the Greek alphabet. So it's very interesting to look at this and understand this. Alright? But as I said this, some preacher, because they think that they discover some revelation, that it is the image of the Arabic words, and in Arabic words it looks like that. And you know the word key, the letter key, is in the form of a cross, right? And they said it is why the Islamic people, the terrorists, like to have a sword always crossed. Have you seen image of the cross? Crossed sword? Yeah, they use the sword to behead people. So that's how they arrive at that. But it has nothing to do with Islam. We're going to identify the second beast. And we know the second beast is America. Or I would like to say, it's not the people. It's not the nation as a whole like that. But it's the spirit in the nation. Alright? It's the spirit. You take, for example, any religion. It's a good example. You take Catholicism, it's a spirit there. You take Branhamism, it's a spirit there. Am I not right? When you take Christianity, the true believer in Christianity, there is also a spirit. But the very question is, what sort of spirit is there in that group, or in the people, or in the nation? Because the God of this evil world is Satan, and he has a lot of spirit working with him. And we read in the Old Testament, remember, how that every nation has a spirit. Remember how that Daniel was, and how that, was it Gabriel, the one that came to him, and he said he was delayed because the prince of Persia was fighting him, waylaid him, fighting against him, prevent him from coming. And Michael, the prince, Michael, the prince of Cosby, you know, the principality, the angel, fought for Israel. So every nation has a certain spirit. You know what I mean. Right? You go to India, you have a certain spirit there. And here in Singapore, what is the Singaporean spirit? Kiasuism. Kiasu means afraid to lose out. So every nation has a certain spirit. So because these demons are working in every nation. So when we talk about Christianity, then when we talk about the true believer, the bride, true bride, there must be a spirit. And the spirit of God is there, then there must be a true spirit of God in us, expressing the true spirit. Not about, you know, what is the true spirit of God in us? It's about Christ. It's always magnifying Christ, right? Amen. We're talking about His Word. We're not talking about Branham. Huh? Or anybody like that. So, we're going to identify that, and we know that the second spirit, second beast, that the Bible said that, and we have another beast coming out of the land, and he had two horns like a lamb, and his back as a dragon. Again, I want to emphasize this. It is not the lamb. Many have always put the lamb. But I said this, that what John saw was actually the bison. I mean, at that time, John, living out there in the Middle East, on the Isle of Patmos, there was no bison there. I mean, that's the reason why when you see animals, when he sees a certain vision, he can only describe what was given him to describe. He said this was a beast that came out. He had horns, two horns, like a lamb horn, like lamb's horn. And he spoke as a dragon. So when the animal was dead, it was a bison. A bison is one animal. But in general way, he's general. He doesn't attack. He's very defensive, unless provoked. Or unless, you know, you find the environment threatening, then he will charge. So he had the horn, as you know, lamb horn. Lamb horns are small. Not ram horn. So I'll show you the picture where the ram horn, mature sheep has big horns. But lamb, when they're growing up, the horns are small, plucking up, and they're small. But these beasts spoke as a dragon. Now, when America was discovered, you know, the pilgrim went over there. They began to colonize the land. And of course, the land belonged to the native, the Arab Indians. But you know, the white people that came over from Europe, UK, I mean, Great Britain, so England, went over there, treated the natives very unfairly over time. Took their land, put them on reservation. And if you do any history research, you know how badly they were treated. It saddens me to know that. You know. Let me read this part here that I took out from my research here. 4th of July, 1776. America had this declaration. The Declaration of Independence for America, the key passage of which is, we hold this truth to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now this is their declaration, 1776, 1776, 4th of July. They declared this. And the nation of American Union came to assist them. Yep, at the beginning of their, you know, forming into a nation, building up a nation, they were like the bison with horn like a lamb, gentle, truthful. But over a period of 10 years, and then another 10 years go by, things changes. Because, you know, we know human beings. There are always those who are powerful, prideful, arrogant, wanting to control, manipulate people. And this is what we find America slowly, progressively, to what we are, what she is today. Now, let me say this. There is a book written by a man's name called Jeff Shellers. Jeff Shellers. He wrote a book called The Family. Okay? And what is this book about? It is the secret fundamentalism at the heart of American power. I mean, this is written by an American man, it's not by the Chinese, you know, by the Indian. Do you understand? Because they were the one that lived there. He was the one that lived there. He knows this. He wrote about it. The book is an animatic, conservative Christian group known as The Family, wields enormous influence in Washington, D.C. in pursuit of its global ambitions. It's not about faith. It's about power. Now, if you have subscribed to Netflix, that is made into a docu, that is, they make this into a docudrama based on this book. There is a group of conservative Christian people. They influence. They have enormous power. They influence the politicians. And it's not about their faith. It's about power. And they use the Bible, they quote the Bible, just what is in the Declaration. You know. And they want the control. They said that Jesus Christ wants people to know Him, and they want the way that they move, go about doing it, is to control, manipulate. Now, let me say this once again. I'm not against the American people. As I said this many times, I don't hate America. The one thing I hate is the system, the spirit. The powerful men that manipulate. Not only America, but America. That manipulates the rest of the world. Alright, let's continue to look at a second. We look into history to understand these bits. If you do a research, U.S. has invaded, 70 countries since its inception. And has invaded a total of about 50 countries since 1945. But up to this time, you know, 70 or more is greatly invaded by them and, make a mess of it. In fact, some say that of all the nearly 200 nations of the world, America has actually invaded almost all of it. Not directly, but by control. Before America was a settler of white people from England and Europe, how did she treat the native Indian? That's a good question. We should think wisely as a Christian. How did they treat the Red Indian? As I said, this is when I was young, and my preteen and growing up, preteen, I was thinking, oh man, America was a righteous nation. Because what? In God we trust. And I want to remind you this, the Bible prophecy, the Bible shows it. You know, when people take the name of God in vain, what do you think God is going to do? The dollar bill in God we trust? Everything in God we trust? Huh? And every time you see the speeches of this inauguration of the American president, whatever, they use the Bible and they put that, they take the vow, huh? And they talk about God and this and that. Is it so? Israel of old failed. Then they have Jehovah, they have Yahweh as their God. They know the commandment, they have it. But did they live up to it? No. They blasphemed God. They even bowed down to idols. Right? Aaron made these mistakes of making a golden calf and said, this is Elohim who brought you out of Egypt. What do you think? God's not angry? And that's why we Christians, we say that we believe in God. We are Christian. If our life is not up to par with the Word of God, then what are we? We have taken the name of God in vain. Now I'm a Christian and yet we behave like what? Like a sinner, like a pagan. Yeah. America is the only country in the world. Yeah, about 200, huh? Because of the breaking up, at one time there were 202 or something like that. Then it became 198, 95. Because all the spreading and the warring and all that. So America is the only country. The people look and say, yeah, that's a Christian country. Europe, you have Catholicism and all the mess up there. But America is supposed to be a Protestant country. They left Europe to begin with back then in the 1600s or so. Migrate over to America. Yeah, because they don't want to be persecuted by the system up there in Europe. The influence of the spirit are so strong back in the 50s, 60s. And I always thought that American, the white people, they are the good guys. Because they are the Christian, the judgment are righteous. Until I found out later on, so much, much later, when I went to the state and I saw what was even in the church. Then I studied a bit further and then realized, oh my, Geronimo was a good guy, wasn't a bad guy. Huh? And how did they treat him? How did they treat him? So, well, as Bob Ben would say, you know, Bob Ben was a white, he was on an Indian, a red Indian, and he said, you know, we are the renegade, not the Indian. That's right. Calling a spade, that's important. So now, America, after World War II, began to control and manipulate. They have filled with warring spirits. It rose up higher and higher to achieve what you want to achieve. All right, fascism. Because right now, at this time, you're wondering what has become of America. Fascism. So this was to give you an understanding of what is going on in the world. Fascism is a highly aggressive form of nationalism by which the nation is more important than an individual. Individualism is seen to make countries weak and that a strong anti-democratic government led by a dictator is needed to impose order. You see that? Okay. Anti-communism is central to the ideology of fascism, holding the belief that the aim of communists allied with labor unions is to bring down their government. All right, fascism. Okay, let me just read the last statement. Anti-communism is central to the ideology of fascism, holding the belief that the aim of communists allied with labor union is to bring down their government. So that's why fascism is just one person or dictator trying to control, you know, no union, no this, no that. Okay? Alright. Nazism. Nazism was a form of a national socialism featuring racism and territory expansion with obedience to a strong leader. Nazism shared many features of fascism, rejecting democracy and communism. I know you know Nazism, that's where Hitler was. And that's Nazism died out. But they have neo-Nazi people in Europe and in America. Communism. Communism is a social system based on collective ownership of property and by the organization of labor for the common advantage of all members. The term is taken from the French word communissima, meaning a communal society. Karl Marx was the father of communism. And in 1921, China formed the Communist Party. Alright? Karl Marx started communism in 1848. And as Bob Graham said, Nazism will disappear. But communism will survive. But now the question is, some American people are very worried about America. They're asking. There is a book written by, Madeleine Albright, who was a former Secretary of State. She wrote a book entitled Fascism, a Warning. Fascism, a Warning. And then they also have a documentary on fascism. It says Fascism, a History. So now people are wondering, was America coming to become a fascist state? Is America becoming fascism in its ideology? Let's go to Genesis chapter 9, verse 18 to 27. And the son of Noah that went forth of the ark was Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. And Noah began to be a husbandman, and he planted a vineyard. And he drank of the wine, and was drunken, and was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brothers without. And Shem and Japheth took the garment, and laid upon both their shoulders, and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father. And their face were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what the younger son had done unto him. And he said, Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. And God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Interesting here that. Here we have the way or the blessing or the curse of Noah upon what happened after he was drunk, and how Ham took the advantage of having incest, committing incest with his wife. Of course, this is a mystery that many out there in the Christian world believe that cannot be true. It cannot be incest. Ham's committing incest with his mother. But here I want you to look at what happened. What Noah said here. Verse 25. Cursed Canaan because a servant of servant. Now when Noah cursed Canaan, Canaan was a bastard son of Ham. Remember that. So what effect? Nothing. For example here. A man have a son. And if the son is cursed, does it affect the father? Yes. Because it was his son. There is some relationship, some stigma to go with it. So now, the Bible says, cursed be Canaan, the servant of servants shall be unto his brethren. Now this is history. Canaan, yes, became servant somewhere in many of the places where, which belong to Israel. But also that Ham's other children, they came down. Canaan's other descendant. You know that when Joshua entered the land of Canaan, he was told to destroy all the Canaanites. You remember? But he didn't. He didn't. So of course there were also the intermarriage between the Canaanites and Ham's other children. And we know that in the general, the black people or the darker skinned people have somewhat been affected, and this prophecy is what it is. They always look to the white man. They kind of become having some sort of servitude to the white man. Now, I want you to look at here what Noah said. Verse 26. Blessed be Yahweh Elohim of Shem. Now, this is a special blessing for Shem. Right? And Canaan shall be his servant. And this is a special blessing for Shem. Now, Shem, when we talk about Shem, it's not just Israel. Do you understand? I mean, Shem is Shem's descendant. Okay. But look at what God said in verse 27. And God shall enlarge Japheth. Now, he didn't say that, he didn't say, blessed be the God of Japheth. But just, God will enlarge Japheth. And he shall dwell in the tent of Shem. And Canaan shall be his servant. He shall dwell in the tent of Shem. Interesting, huh? No matter how large, how, you know, big Japhetic people are, they will still live under the tents of Shem, the Shemic people. They look up to the Shemic people. Because you must understand this, if you want to look at, well, the IQ, the survey, do you know that the most intelligent people IQ, there are people with the highest IQ in the world today. They are the Jews. Number one, they are the highest IQ. Next to it, the Japanese and the Chinese. Why is the IQ? What position did the Japhetic people hold? They are so much so that right back in the 70s, you know, when America was there with this 70 to 80, and then you find America have opened up to a lot of junk food. McDonald's, hamburger, Kentucky Fried, whatever you have, Coca-Cola. And you know, here was this caricature, a cartoonist. You know, this comic strip. Yeah. Because an article was written about IQ, and this man drew a comic strip. Three strips. The first strip, IQ, the Jew. And he put down there, he draw the man, the head of a man, or the outline rather, and the brain. In the brain, what do you see? IQ. How high the IQ is. The second one, is the Chinese, the Japanese. IQ, so is them. But then the third one is them, the white man. They draw them, a white man. What's inside the brain? Hamburger. McDonald's. Kentucky Fried. I mean, that you see, the thing is, you know what we talk about. A lot of people think that America is so intelligent because they provided this airplane, this and this and that, this and that. But you must understand, behind many of these discovery, invention, they were the Jews. You know, a lot of people don't realize that. Because they are living in America. Many of the things they were discovered, they were Jews. God has blessed the Jews with so many of the inventions for the benefit of the world. Of course, it is also a curse. So when I want you to understand this now. Japhet people, they spread north into Europe. It's a big nation. Everywhere. And today, I mean, back in the 70s, don't talk about today now. Today people are waking up and they are pulling away from America. But you go back to the 60s, 70s, 80s, people are looking to America for technology, looking up to America. You understand what I'm saying? The influence of them. You see. All right. So now, let me read this from what was written regarding whether America is going to be turning back to fascism. Fascism is driven by the idea of the superiority of one nation over another. Now, there is so much discussion, I mean, so many articles now on the internet regarding America, whether America is going to be a totalitarian, you know, a nation, practice totalitarianism. So it's a long word. So fascism is driven by the idea of the superiority of one nation over another. Millions of people have fallen victim to this concept. Until the early 20th century, most European countries had extensive colonies in Africa, Asia, and the Americas, means Latin America and South America. Some of the colonized people have been turned into slaves, exploited, and stripped of their identity. You know that, don't you? Yeah. Sad. Many, the European, Belgian, the French, the French, the British. Well, they went over to Africa, India. And in Africa especially, they make them slaves. They took them back to their country. My, oh my. America did the same. And yet, what did it say in that declaration? It says, we hold this truth to be sound evidence that all men are created equal. That they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Then among these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Why did they make the black slaves? Why? You call yourself a Christian country, in God we trust, you make a declaration like this. Here in Singapore, what do we have? We have the 5-star, you know what represents, and then the student every, particularly almost every week, I think they make the pledge, right? We, the citizens of Singapore, pledge ourselves to be one United Nations. Huh? What that? A one united people, regardless of race, language, or religion. So that we could achieve to build a democratic society. So to achieve happiness, prosperity. Okay, I can't remember all that. But I know what it's supposed to do. And this is what we're supposed to do. And that's not why we try to you know, I don't like racism. And it has been something that was going on recently because of the COVID, right? Huh? A white man say, a black man say against a white man, and a Chinese say against an Indian. This whole thing, this for that. This, you know, no matter what color is our skin, there's one thing that is common, the blood. You know that? If a white man said the black people are third class citizen, a fourth class of as good as the animals, then he's wrong. When he needs a blood transfusion, there's no white. Do you know he can take the black man's blood? If it is of the same, what do you call, group. Wow. Because you see, we are all born of one blood from the descendant of Noah and his wife. We all came from the three children of Noah and his wife. So no matter which three sons you descend from, how much you mix and crossbreed and hybrid in all this generation down to today, we are still born of one blood, one nation. Not Adam's blood, but the blood of Noah and his wife. You see? Wow. Sometimes, you know, I began to hate that spirit of Americanism. When I go, when I look into it, when I study history, when I look into the life of Geronimo and the Red Indian, the different one, how they were mistreated, my heart went out. Oh my. And the Negro out there, the black, how then they were mistreated. But their good president, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and a few others, they fight for the freedom, fight for the rights of the people. But now, you know, slowly by and by, the mouth of the second beast became to speak more like a dragon. And the word dragon here in the Bible, don't think that you are looking for a dragon out there with wings, two wings and breathe fire. The word dragon is a mistranslation, it should be translated the mouth of a serpent. The mouth of a serpent. And that's what the Red Indian said. And you know the Red Indian, where did they come from? When how did they get up over there to America, the land of America, the continent of America? They are traced back across the Bering Strait to where the Eskimos were. And the Eskimo went back to across the Bering Strait to Mongolia, to the Chinese. And the Chinese go all the way back to the Middle East, to the line of Shem. But the white man, where they came from? They came from Japhetic tribe. They came from Japheth, who went up there to Europe. And from Europe went up there to America. Some of the colonized people have been turned into slaves, exploited, and stripped of their identity. That's really the terrible thing. However, they were all told the changes made by the European were for their own good. Yeah, you ever know how that the white people, they go to another country and they tell them, we are doing this for good for you. That's why my father was against Christianity. He said that Christianity is a white man's religion. And he said the white man went to China on the pretext of saying that we are doing, helping you, it's got your own good. They squatted the land, they took over the land, influenced the people. And they brought your opiums there in trade and deceived the people. Am I angry? I am angry. It's a spirit. And people don't understand it. The people don't even see it today. But you know, I'm glad some of the American believers that I've talked to, they come to realize that. This is a prophecy they were looking at. America is fallen. Let me read this. This is what Madeleine Albright, the former Secretary of State in America, a fascist, observe Madame Albright. She said this: if someone who claims to speak for the whole nation or group is utterly unconcerned with the rights of others and is willing to use violence and whatever other means are necessary to achieve the goals he or she might have. Well, some people say, well, she wrote this book during the Trump administration, so she might be speaking about Trump. Wow. In any way, look at it. Not just from alone, but I'm talking about the spirit. Huh? Let me say this. When I went to the States, 80, 81, and so on, the first few years, when I visited these churches, I don't like it. I began to realize that the spirit that they have, some of them. And because I'm a Chinese, from Asia, from Singapore, and many of them don't even know who Singapore is anyway. Vietnam? Or is it in China? But think about it. And try to influence and try to control me. And then one pastor said, "Brother, why don't you go to China?" He said, "Why should I go to China?" He said, "If it's about money, we can support you. Go to China." He wanted that minister over in Singapore in the first church to control Singapore. You see? And then another one lied, blatantly in the whole congregation. You know, sitting there. When I wrote him what that he lied, I said, "When you lied, your congregation didn't know. That's okay, fine. But it happened that your congregation, someone in the church, came to realize it. Why? Because they asked me what happened." He lied to the whole congregation. And I still remember that line. I was with a brother sitting in the congregation in the convention. And that minister stood up there and said to the whole congregation, "Brother and sister, you know, we have ministers that came from other countries, but I asked them to preach, but they said, 'No, we don't want to preach, we want you to preach.'" And the brother looked at me and was surprised and wondered if he had approached me and asked me to preach. I looked at him, I shook my head and said, "Nope." "Oh, that's all right." But then, when service was over, we went to a restaurant to eat. It was at the restaurant, I was trying to find a place to sit. I found a table with a family and sat there. And the family, you know, the sister asked me, "Sir Brigham, you came all the way from Singapore. Why are you not preaching? Why don't you preach?" I said, "Sister, I wasn't called to preach." And the husband sitting there with the bowl of spaghetti, he took that and then literally dropped the fork down. He says, "What? Then what did he say then?" I said, "I don't know, you ask him." You know, when I wrote that to the pastor, he never apologized. He didn't say anything. And over the course of time, he even liked a lot of things. You see, that's the problem. I saw it. The lies that is in the politician jump over from politics to religion. He also become a religious spirit, not a political spirit. But of course, when you take the spirit of politician or the political spirit, he jumps into the church. The leader there behaves like a politician. So everything is a political issue. That's what I'm saying. Alright, let me continue reading what I got. Nazis didn't even try to conceal their intention under virtuous guises. They were planning to eradicate an entire nation they deem unworthy. But as documents reveal, not only Hitler's allies had also but also his supposed enemies tried to make good for themselves out of the war. Though the European Parliament in 2019 named the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany as the instigator of World War II, the Soviet Union allies, which is Great Britain, United States, had similar dealing with Hitler. So, what is that? Three corner? I partner with you, I love with you, and yet you ally with that other one who's my enemy? Right. To try to seek peace with Germany to double cross the Soviet Union, United States lies that the Soviet Union is very dangerous. You know, when I was in the denomination back in the Assemblies of God, I was told that Russia, the Soviet Union, they're very evil. They're very wicked. But the opposite is true. They are quite a peaceful people. Back then, of course, they were communists, and very greatly communist. But today, they are not so. Yeah, though they still are. Look at China. China is communism. But yet, they open up to the world. Right? They're not capitalism. But yeah, of course, they have a total rule upon the people. China mind their own business. Russia mind their own business, practically. And see what America is doing. Once the war was over, the newly formed NATO went on with colonial politics, trying to expand to the east, towards China that is, claiming its only intention was to bring democracy to the regions and free them from oppressive regimes. However, all such intervention ended in human casualties, destroying the economies and the social system. USA have no regards for the sovereignty of other nations. These are all news. This is all internet. Name some of them. Have no regards for sovereignty of our nation. Name some of them. Iran, Iraq, remember Iraq? Famous Iraq. The 9/11 thing, they're all that thing up there. And what did President Bush say? Oh, Iraq have mass weapon of destruction. So they went in. Did they find any? Nothing. There was a movie made by this lieutenant who were very frustrated. He went there to look for that WMD. They found none. But the whole thing was a lie. That's why the Bible called the second beast the false prophet. And those of you who believe that it was Islam, forget it. You got yourself all messed up. Because that's why this second beast was like a lamb. But it speaks like a serpent. And then what a serpent is, referring all across to the serpent in the garden, but also the serpent is also referring because he became a snake and he had a forked tongue. No wonder the red Indian said to the white man, "You speak with forked tongue." And America has always been like that. And that's why even the preacher speaks like that in the end time message. Wow. Blatantly in front of congregation, because he's not the only one. Think about it. The Bible is showing us the time we're living in. So, not only just Iraq, but Syria, Libya, Yugoslavia, and the latest one, what Yemen, there are many more. But look at Afghanistan. What happened? Well, you know the bombing? The drone attack? Whoa. They say it was a big mistake, we're sorry on that. You said that it was so accurate. You said that there was a terrorist coming into the home, and you already did all the, survey, what we call that, the spying and information you got. And how many people died? 10 people. 10 civilians died, and some of them are children under 10 years old. 23 countries. They abandoned the U.S. dollars. They don't want to use the U.S. dollar for oil. So when you don't use the US dollar for oil, you're in trouble. As it is said, do what USA say or you're finished. And today, America's allies are on the decline. It's in the news. Many of them are distancing themselves from America. America has been, according to history, America has been at war 93% of the time. 222 out of 239 years since 1776. That is, the U.S. has only been at peace for less than 20 years since its birth. U.K. and some European countries are just as guilty. You know what, brothers and sisters, war is business. And as war is business, and war and business is good. So now, people are in America, they are worried. And because of the COVID, some people are anti-vaxxer, they're fighting against it. People don't want a vaccine. You know why people don't want a vaccine? Because many of them found out that when the vaccine was given to the children or to them, and they married and the children were born, many of them developed autism. And they found that there are more children with autism born than before. So this is what, you know, medical science or medical data shows. Alright. Recently, I think it was just a couple of days ago or two weeks ago, U.S. top general secretly called China over the fears of Trump could spark war. I mean, there was a report about when Trump was at that time in his presidency, and they said that Trump could spark war. Yeah. So there are a lot of people that just support Trump. I mean, Trump's did good in one way, and then, of course, messed up in another way. Now, you know, the record in the paper I showed you, in the paper that was shown to you last week, that there was a trial of an alleged mastermind. Right? But I want to say this, that in the 9/11 trial, America trying to find some scapegoat, I used to say, they're trying to find some scapegoat. But after 9/11, there was lots of men and women crying out for justice. And they're asking the White House to investigate to how that this attack came about. Because they have loved ones that died. But you know what? They delayed. They were not interested. They keep on delaying. Finally, they have to give a report. I saw it on the news or the documentary that shows what happened. Do you know how much was spent in investigation? $3 million was spent on 9/11 investigation. Later on, they said that it was $14 million. But you know how many million of dollars was spent investigating Clinton sexual exploit? $100 million. Huh. So, let me give you an account. March 2003, inquiry in investigation began. Those giving the answer were not put under oath. Think about it. If you are not put under oath, you can tell a lot of lies. Because you're not afraid, because you're not taking oath. Commissioner was asking soft questions, and not a question filled by families of those who died in the tower collapse and the fire. Commission director was corrupt, skirting the issues on question. President Bush and team did not answer the question to the point. Oh yeah, you should see the documentary. And the finished report, the published 9/11 commission report, was about 70% garbage to the families. Why are they not doing that? Was it really Al-Qaeda, Bin Laden, that blew up the whole thing? Or just an internal job? You know. So, what the question is that being asked, would the leader or leaders of a nation devise a scheme that will harm our own citizens? Now, when I shared with these many Christians back then about 9/11, they don't believe it. They don't believe that this was an inside job. They said, how could the people kill, how could the president, how could the leader killed his own people? Because they forgot, they want to fulfill their agenda. And I asked them, I said, look at Israel. Look at Israel in your Bible. Did they fight among themselves? Look at King David's own family. Did not the children fight among themselves? And what happened to the tribes of Israel? Did they not fight among themselves to such an extent that Benjamin were almost all destroyed, right? You read a record in the Bible. Look at China's history. Their clans, their groups. And they fight among themselves for power. Oh yes. They will even destroy their own father and mother just to get onto the throne. To be in power. Recently, about this Taliban issue in Afghanistan, Biden said, we will go after you. And then you get the drone strike in August, last month. So, well, we got you. But who did they kill? 10 people or civilians, someone of them, children of 10 years old. People suffered under the hand of America. Look at Vietnam. Huh? Go to Venezuela. Look at all the other nations. Iran, Iraq, Yugoslavia, Syria. Did they do a good job when they pull out? Every time when they pull out, there's always a problem. Let me say this now here, the mind control. America has been practicing mind control for many, many years. Scary, huh? I don't know whether if you ever... I know many people watch movie and video and things like that, but sometimes go and look at history. Go and look at the History Channel. They will give you a history about what Americans were doing, what the government were doing, actually. Yes. In the zoning, that's what they call it, the mind control America's secret war. Innocent, unknowing victim die or disappear. Anything is justified for USA security. CIA working with the enemy over mind control. The same with the news media. When I saw those documentaries, those are black and white, old footage, terrible. They shock you, and they give you drugs to take. And then they control your mind. Anything to fulfill their agenda. Now recently, this is what, you know, about this COVID issue. Let me just bring something about this COVID. Everybody's afraid of the COVID. More or less, because a lot of things were propagated out in America. And so Fauci said this about the vaccine in order... about vaccination. He said this, when you have a virus that's circulating in the community and you are not vaccinated, you are part of the problem. Right? Because you are allowing yourself to be a vehicle or carrier for the virus to be spreading to everyone else. Now that's the way he speaks.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that, Fauci. I agree with Fauci. But I don't agree with you 100%. Because that is only a half-truth. And that's the reason why here in Singapore, there are people saying, mandate, mandate. Everybody to be vaccinated. And one journalist said this. Wow, I don't mention it. He said, we vaccinated people are receiving the short end of the stick. What do you mean? You're already vaccinated, so why are you so fearful? Oh, because you are unvaccinated, are the carrier, and you're spreading it. Hey, I'm unvaccinated. I'm healthy. How am I a carrier? How do you know you're not a carrier? How do you know? Maybe you are asymptomatic. Agreed. And what about you, vaccinated? How do you know that you're not asymptomatic? Also. How is it there are so many vaccinated people sick, infected? So you know one thing. I was watching the news and I read the forum page. And I was just waiting for someone to come along and write it in and give the point of view that opposes, you know, what all of these who wanted to mandate the vaccination. And some of them wrote in, I was happy. You educate the people, don't force it. Yeah. You know. Well, recently, last couple of weeks ago, I think, my auntie came along walking and then, you know, just to visit and knock on the door and he said, are you vaccinated? I said, no. He said, why? I said, well, I have the, I show him my hand. He said, oh, okay. That's about it. That's good. But if it's the journalists who come and approach me and talk to me, oh, you have this, no more, this is okay. The doctor says it's okay. Okay, are you sure it's okay? You see, America, they say, well, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. You know. I don't mind getting a vaccine. But I wouldn't get it on account just because I'm forced to get it. For what reason? My body, I know how my body reacts. If I'm healthy, I have no problem with all this inflammation. Do you know how many inflammation I have in my body? Not just my hand and my feet. I have inflammation in my throat and my bronchi. And what do you think is going to happen? An inflammation in my nerve problem here? So if everything blows up, I'm probably paralyzed for, you know. And don't say, but brother again, you are a Christian, you should have faith. I have faith, but I'm not going to tempt. I have faith. Do you have faith? You say, if you have faith, jump down from the 10th floor. Just jump down and see whether you will live or not. You see, some people talk nonsense. Faith is not blind. Faith is reality. Faith is truth. You see how the thing is, when news comes out like that, and people are afraid, and every other nation follow what America say. If next moment, if the big guy in America, CDC, NIH, what says something else, the rest of the world will follow. It's like that. But of course, there are other countries that do not want to follow because they're distancing themselves away from the propaganda of America or the advice of America. Because now, lots of their countries, they are already aware what America is doing. So we need to be careful. Now, my control here, let me say this here. Let me quote this from a book. This man here by the name of Audius Leonard Huxley, who authored the book Brave New World. I'm not sure that it's a bit into a documentary too. Brave New World has frequently been banned and challenged since its original publication in 1990. The author predicted that the citizen will voluntarily turn over to people. Of course, the people in power. And it is true, you know, that the world is changing. And this book is not written by the Chinese, by an Indian, by the American. Just like I said earlier on about fascism, about all these other books. They are all written by the American. The people that are watching, they are seeing what's going on. Yes. What else has America been doing to harm the world? You heard about Monsanto? You heard about DuPont? Monsanto had this bovine growth hormone approved by FDA. Media was threatened if news goes out. You know what? Monsanto said, okay, this one is okay. But you know, they use it, and people who use the chemical, those people eat it, eat whatever, you know, they feed to the cows and the animals. And people are being affected by the chemicals. And news and journalists went and found out what happened, and they want to put it out. And you know what? They were warned. If the news goes out, there will be dire consequences. Wow. You see, this is a very powerful man. So the news, you know why? And the news broadcasting station and the owner did not want to broadcast it. Because why? He's afraid to be sued, and he has a lot of broadcast stations back then. So people are afraid. You heard about thalidomide? You heard about thalidomide? You don't Google it, thalidomide. You just type the word thalidomide. And you see what happened. They will show you pictures. Just put the images. And you will see pictures of babies. They are all deformed. It was approved drugs. But it was experimental. Yes. America began her downward slide over 100 years ago. Over 60 million children have been silently murdered through godless abortion. And you know what? More people are, more life are taken by abortion than the war combined in the last century. Tens of thousands of sodomite and pedophile now works in government and other high offices. As of June 26, 2015, same-sex perversion, marriage is now legal in all 50 states. Did you know that in 1961, homosexuality was a punishable crime in all 50 states? Now it's okay. It's true, sadly, in March of 2015, the country was shocked when 20,562 apostate Presbyterian ministers in 10,083 churches accepted same-sex marriage. Yep, we are living in the day of Sodom and Gomorrah. Pornography pours in and out of America like rainwater from a gutter during a thunderstorm. Women and children are being trafficked into America as sex slaves. Satanic ritual abuse, children sacrificed, drinking their blood. President, senator, movie star, rich, powerful people were involved. Heard about Jeff Epstein? You heard about Jeff Epstein, the very rich man? He owned an island out there, somewhere. I can't remember what is the place now. And what was in the island? He's a very rich man. Oh, senator will go there, president will go there, movie star will go there. That's a lot of filth that is there. They even have auction of children. And then they purify the children. Well, Jeff Epstein was arrested and he was in prison. And they said that he committed suicide. I don't know. If he committed suicide or whether the inmate killed him, nobody knows. Senators, president, you knew about this and they keep their mouth shut. In God we trust. What a lie. That's right. There was this case of a report of a mother and a child. 7 years old, or 9 years old child. Boy, I thank you. Murdered. They found the boy in the basement home of this group of who worship Satan, and they conduct satanic ritual. They hang the boy upside down, alive, and skin him. Why did they do that? They skin him, and the boy is just yelling, "You skin them. Skin the boy." Do you know what medical science said, that when a person is in pain, that's why some people, what we have, some people, when they eat certain animal, they want to beat the animal until the animal's in pain, the body will change, the chemical will change, and you know, so they take the blood of the boy, when they're screaming, the body was changing, the body screaming, the endorphin, what, oh my, they take the blood and they drink the blood. You know, this is a common thing that's going on in America today. FBI, by the name of Ted Gunderson, and many another good men and women came to know. They investigate and expose to evil, and well, you know what happened? They say it's conspiracy theory. And these people are conspiracy theorists. You know, when Playboy opened their doors, very interesting, Playboy magazine. When they opened their doors in Indonesia, the town showed up with pickaxes and sledgehammer and demoralized the place. Okay? When Hugh Hefner, the Playboy owner, opened his door in 1954 in the US, America lined up and became customer, including the Reverend Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson in the late 1960s. The white people, they have a tendency to display their sexual relationship very openly and even very vulgarly. You all know that, huh? I remember when I was young, back in the 60s, when I was sitting in the bus, and here was this, I mean, there must be, a tourist, a traveler, a couple of young men, white men and a woman, sitting behind the bus, and the bus is crowded, people sit there, and they start kissing. When the bus is packed, they just kiss. They have no regards for people's culture. And today, Singaporeans are following it. That's why, as Bob Bell would say, that is true, you know. America take the fashions of France, and then I believe he said that to America and Hollywood, hype it up. What happened about this fashion? Look at the fashion today. And you can think it was one thing is to look at swimsuit. I remember young back then is a swimsuit in Charlie Chaplin's time, you know, those black and white movies, you see, when they were showing the people at the beach, the woman wore a whole piece of swimsuit, even with a skirt covering, and their swimsuit all the way down to below almost to the ankle. One whole piece. By and by, the whole thing shrink, it become one piece shorter and shorter until it became two pieces. And then, by and by, what do they have? A thick leaf, a little patch. America have brought the sins to themselves and scattered it throughout the world. Justice system. About 50% of the people in America find it unfair. Now, they find it unfair. Effective, ineffective. System is broken, no more confidence. America is fallen. A Christian nation that claims in God we trust, misusing the name of God, of the Bible. And that's what Brother Abraham said in 1950s, America is gone. We won't pray for America at all. And so what do we see in the wild beast? Let me just read this statement that I wrote so that it be clear to you. The second beast, the wild beast, with benevolent spirit. You know what a benevolent spirit means? With benevolent spirit, increasingly become malevolent. A spirit that destroys the happiness of others. You see. And now that's all the second beast is. But whatever is it doing now, sooner, very soon, The woman that sits on the first beach will rise, and the world will plunge into another era. And you know what? This week begins the Jewish Shemitah year. Just began. The Shemitah year. A year which that the whole land of Israel, the farmer must let it rest. The whole land of Israel must let the land rest. No harvest, no planting, nothing. Every seventh year, the land must rest. And this is the Jewish year, 5271. Now, and only a few days earlier, while they were having their Yom Kippur celebration, the Dead Sea suddenly turned red, bloody red, you know. And the level of the water in the Dead Sea is even has gone down low by more than 100, I don't know how many hundred feet down, lower than the sea level. So what is going on? And I said, Lord, the Shemitah started. From now to the whole of next year, 2022. Then the cycle will start another 6 years before the seventh year of Shemitah. I said, is this going to be the last 7 years for Israel? Because after all, this Israel was born in 1948. And they have gone through 80 years of pain and struggle in the wilderness. So what year do we have? 2028, right? And I said, Lord, we are living in the Lutheran Church Age. And if we start in 1906, and if a generation will allow for this age, 120, we will end up in 2026. Wow, very close, are we not? Would it be the last 7 years after this year to 2022, from then on, another 6 years of labor for Israel, and it will be over? And as I was thinking, how long do we have? The world is in such a mess. The COVID issue, the political issue, the struggling. China is on themselves pulling out. Russian is on their own too. They pull away and don't want to be too friendly with America. May God have mercy on all of us. The Lord bless you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. With understanding, Lord, about the peace. Help us, Father, to always be mindful of your love. Mindful, O Father, of your grace and mercy that you have extended to us. That as we bear the name of Jesus Christ in us, Lord, let us not make it a disgrace. America is fallen. In God we trust, as they claim. It seems that, Lord, they are far away from you. Yes, we know that there are but a few, O Lord, that are close to you. They really trust in you and live the life of a true believer as children of the living God. But Lord, this world is not our home. It belongs to Satan. It belongs to all those that are against thee. All those that have taken your name in vain. And we know, Father, that we should be ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe, Father, with all my heart, it's not long now. Time is short, it's probably just around the corner. And we will have the rapturing faith given to us for the change of the body. pray the Lord you keep your children, keep every one of us, O Lord, close to you now. I ask that you bless everyone in Jesus' name. Amen.